Ted Collins. Once again, it is my pleasure to introduce to you America's most beloved personality. Here she is, Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. Folks, would you mind coming just a little bit closer to your radio sets just for a minute or two? You see, I've got a record here that I'd like to play for you. It's kind of a pet of mine, and I'm playing it without Ted knowing anything about it.
Secrets, Catherine?
Oh, what makes you think that, Ted? I'm just keeping the program going.
Well, that's fine. Don't let me stop you.
Oh, my.
Miss Smith, may I ask you what the name of that selection was?
Well, do you really want to know?
I really do.
Cool as a moose.
Cool as a moose?
Mm-hmm.
I was afraid of that. I suppose you'd call that an offbeat title, huh?
Well, in a way, yes. You see, it's kind of a, well, just sort of a pet record of mine.
Wait, I heard you say that before. Excuse me for interrupting you. But you know, these days, everything is so much offbeat that I wonder what's onbeat. Books are offbeat, movies are offbeat, songs are offbeat. Offbeat, I guess, is getting a little bit too much offbeat for my taste. And tell me something, by the way. Just what is meant by offbeat? Do you know?
Well, I think I do. Offbeat is unusual and different and...
Well, wait a minute now. Why call it offbeat? What's beat got to do with it?
Well, Ted, it means off the beaten path. There, you see, it's as simple as that.
You mean, it's out of step with everyone else.
Now you're getting the idea. There's also downbeat and upbeat.
All right.
And how about egghead?
Well, how did eggheads get into this discussion?
Well, I just thought while we're talking in modern terms,
well, now,
I
wait
want
a minute.
You to be
just
a square.
Kate, Once you mention eggheads, you are talking my language.
Well, good dee. I am glad to hear that.
Yes.
So now maybe you'll tell me what an egghead is.
One thing I can tell you, it is not the shape of the head that counts. It's what's inside of it.
Now who's talking offbeat?
Not me, Miss Smith. I'm just plain beat. I'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you?
Yep.
Oh, actually, folks, Ted's just kidding about Cool as a Moose. He just loves those kind of tunes.
Oh, sure. I'm just crazy about them.
I think I better get to safer ground. I can see I'm getting nowhere here fast. Let's take a trip by ocean or by air and make a stopover to enjoy the City of Lights. That is, the lights of Paris by the troubadours. Last summer, while I was enjoying my vacation up at Lake Placid in New York State, a friend of mine told me with a great deal of pride about her brand new house. So I drove over to look at it one day, and I must say it was lovely. She had boasted about how everything was automatic. All you had to do was press a button here and press a button there, and everything worked beautifully and effortlessly to do the work that our mothers and fathers had to do by hand. I thought then that we're very proud of the way we have overcome nature with air conditioning machines, color TV sets, airplanes, and cars that get better and better. But I've noticed that nature usually wins. Now, just the other day, I had a letter from my friend with a long tale of woe. A heavy snowstorm had knocked down a power line, and not one single thing in the house would work except the fireplace, which was old-fashioned. So for a couple of days, my friend had been doing her cooking over the open fire, the way her ancestors had done when Upper New York State was first settled. You know, it's a strange thing, but every once in a while, nature has a way of slapping us down whenever we get just a little bit too proud of ourselves. And if you want a perfect example of that, you just notice the way traffic gets tied up the next time there's a light snow. Cars start skidding and stalling. The tires slip so much on the light covering of snow that even a modest little hill can tie up 100 cars. And the next thing you know, folks are wondering if it wouldn't be better if they went back to the old horse and sleigh for the winter months. Could it be Mother Nature's way of showing us that she isn't beaten yet? That we haven't gotten the best of her completely, even though scientists are doing their very best? Well, I say it could be. If you want more dramatic proofs of this, I can point to the headlines in the newspapers just a few years back and show you where Mother Nature took a violent hand in things. There was the case of the Flying Enterprise. Do you remember that? I don't know how much larger it was than Mr. Columbus's flagship, the Nina, and certainly it was far stronger and far more powerful, but the wind and the sea defeated it and sank it. And there's the tale of one of the world's most modern trains. Do you recall the city of San Francisco? It certainly was far faster, far more luxurious, and far more elegant than the creaky old covered wagons which carried settlers across the country years ago. And yet, heavy snow in the high Sierras stalled that modern train, this modern means of transportation, just as it must have stalled those old prairie schooners back in the 19th century. Fortunately, in both these cases, no one was hurt. I think it was just nature's way of saying, look a-here, let's have a little respect around here. Just her way of kind of showing that as wonderful as modern science is, Mother Nature is still the boss. And now a message of interest to you. Pity the poor pedestrian. When you're piloting the family car, watch out for this fellow. Pedestrians are a suicidal species. Their principal aim in life is to plague law-abiding motorists. To do this, they hide between parked cars until you're practically on top of them and then deliberately throw themselves into your front bumper. And as the traffic light changes in your favor, some pedestrians, usually ones who have no right to do it, will decide to see if they can run faster than you can drive. His reason for dashing in front of you is really to see if your brakes can take it in a pinch. Some pedestrians pretend to be daydreaming just as they step off the curb right into traffic. Naturally, you swerve to avoid hitting them, and you find yourself driving into the side of some parked car. The National Safety Council urges drivers to watch out for pedestrians, particularly those who aren't watching out for you. Do you know there are lots and lots of baby songs? Not the little bitty rockabye baby type of song, that's not what I mean, but the yes sir, that's my baby type, where baby is another word for the girlfriend. Baby face, of the I sing baby, I can't give you anything but love baby, my baby just cares for me. That kind of baby is what I'm talking about. Well, with the current rage of rock and roll, hardly a song comes along that isn't loaded with the word baby. For instance, listen to this one, All Right Baby, as done by James Martin.
Oh, well, you took my love and you put me on trial. Told me you loved me for a long, long while. But now you've left me to go on a spree. For me, you better be careful, baby, what you do. Jump in the ocean and find another you. Well, all you're gonna be mine. I can't stand. here crying over you. And she gonna see the preacher and say, I do. Well, all right, baby.
Here now is some of the new sound in current records, the kind of sound that comes gently, persuasively, and richly at you from every part of the room. We call it stereophonic, and I'm very fond of it. Among my favorites of these recordings is one that I'd like you to hear now. It's called simply Till, and it's played by Roger Williams. Give it a listen. Message of interest to you. Here's a warning it will pay you to remember. More than 100,000 fires are caused every year by people who misuse electricity. Just think of that. So for safety's sake, follow these four simple rules suggested by the National Board of Fire Underwriters. 1, don't use oversized fuses. Only the right size fuse is the safe fuse. 2, don't try to run too many appliances from one outlet. 3, keep electric cords and appliances in good repair, and when repairs are necessary, have them made by a qualified electrician. And 4, when you buy electrical equipment, look for the UL label. Products which bear it have passed underwriters' laboratory tests for fire and shock safety. So guard against fire in your home by using electricity wisely and safely. What sort of a song would you say would be a good one to close a program with on Friday? I know that sounds like a silly question. It does, doesn't it? But maybe it's not so silly. I think a Friday song should be cheerful, upbeat, optimistic. In short, a song of praise to you from yours truly.
Close. We'll be back with you all again on Monday at the same time. Until then, have a lovely weekend. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, folks.